Hello, everyone. I hope you're all keeping well and having a lovely day. And if you're in the UK, I really hope you enjoyed your bank holiday. Well, I am occasionally prone to having some very detailed and vivid and, in some cases, notably bizarre dreams. And this morning, when I finally got to sleep, gotta love insomnia, I had a whopper. I think it's really funny, so I'm going to share it here. Now, I have no idea why I should possibly have dreamed any of this, because I wasn't even remotely thinking about such things before I went to sleep. So God only knows what was going on in my subconscious. I certainly have no clue. So for some reason, I dreamed that Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper had turned into this horrible supervillain who was bent on destroying the world. So he had invented this Death Star-like ship that could blow up the Earth. And he had it on a timer, and it was set to destroy the Earth in 3 days' time. Now, in my dream, I heard about this on the news, on the radio, and I decided that I should try to stop him if I could, but I wasn't sure how to go about it, so I thought I should ask my former minister. I think that's because my subconscious kind of views him as this font of all knowledge. So I got the phone number for his current church, and I called him up and I explained the situation, and I asked if he could help me. He said, "Well, no, I can't help you. You need to go and see Obi-Wan Kenobi." And I said, "Wait a minute, I thought he was dead." And my minister's response was, "Well, he's actually not dead in this universe, but some people want to kill him, so he is currently hiding out under your local Tim Hortons." For those who do not live here and are unaware, Tim Hortons is a famous chain of Canadian coffee shops. So I walked down to my local Tim Hortons, and I had the notion, call it dream instinct if you will, that if I was going to find a tunnel leading into some sort of underground lair, I would gain access to it through the unisex washroom. So I went into the unisex washroom, and I did some exploring. I felt around on the floor with my hands, and lo and behold, I found this trapdoor with an iron ring in the center of it. So I pulled it up, and it gave onto this stone staircase that led down into some sort of underground vault. And yes, Obi-Wan Kenobi was down there. I said, "Oh, I really need your help." And he said, "Yes, I know. I'm glad you finally came to see me." And I said, "Well, how do you know about me?" And he said, "Well, you're the only person in this universe that I know of who has a modicum of the Force. And you're the only one who can stop Stephen Harper on his current mission of destruction." He said, "But I can't train you because I'm about to die shortly, so you're going to have to go and see Yoda." And I said, "Oh, let me guess, Yoda's hanging out at the local Starbucks." And Obi-Wan said, "Well, no, actually, he's where he's supposed to be, so you'll have to find Han Solo and ask if he'll take you there. And you'll probably find him at the local pub." And then, in my dream, Obi-Wan died. He actually fell to the floor and made this oof noise. So I didn't know what to do for him. So I left, and I went to find Han Solo, which I guess I did. Han said, "Well, yes, I can take you to Yoda, but the Millennium Falcon is not operating properly these days. I've hidden her at a closed-down GM plant, but we can go and get her and try to get to where Yoda is." And I said, "Okay, thanks, I'd really appreciate that. But can we pick up my friend Sarah on the way?" This being Sarah Hillis of Audio Boom fame. And he said, "Sure, why not? It wouldn't take us too far out of our way, we can do that." So, Sarah, I hope you're listening to this. So I think he had a car of some kind, and we ended up driving down to this closed down GM plant in Oshawa. And that's where the Falcon was, and we got on board, and we took off, and flew over to Sarah's house to pick her up. Now, Sarah, in my dream, totally took everything in stride. She was like, yeah, sure, I'll go, no problem. I don't know how she would react if this actually happened, but if it were me, I'd be like, what? What on earth is a spaceship doing in my backyard? But anyhow, she came along and we got into space and everything was okay for a while, but then the ship started vibrating horribly and tossing from side to side. And Hans said, oh crap, she's gonna fall apart. So I said, Sarah, you should play your harp. Maybe that'll help. And magically, as happens in dreams sometimes, Sarah just happened to have her harp along with her. So she got it out of its case, but she had to tune it. Now, isn't it interesting that no matter how unrealistic dreams can be, they do contain some elements of verisimilitude. So she tuned her harp and she played some song. I think it was Greensleeves. And that magically fixed the ship. Everything was okay. So we were able to fly to whatever planet Yoda is on. I actually forget the name. I should know, because I have watched the Star Wars movies several times. When we got there, Yoda was like, oh, there you are, I've been expecting you. I'm supposed to train you so you can stop Stephen Harper. And he did, it was awesome. He trained me to use my mind to shoot lightning bolts out of my fingers and cause fire to erupt in front of people and stuff. And I guess after Yoda thought we were okay to leave and that I was as ready as I'd ever be, Sarah and Han and I flew back to Canada on the Millennium Falcon and went to Ottawa and landed at 24 Sussex Drive, which is the residence of the Prime Minister. And there was Stephen Harper, and this super villainous that he had adopted had totally changed him. So he had this Darth Vader-like voice, and he was like, Shannon, I'm going to kill you now! And I said, not if I can kill you first. And I shot fire at him out of my fingers, and he died. Now, my conscious self would never want to kill anyone. And even my dream self said, well, I wish I hadn't had to do that. But it was either kill him or let him destroy the world. So I had to do what was best for the greater good. And then this echoey voice, this ghostly voice of the now dead Obi-Wan Kenobi suddenly sounded, saying, you did well, Shannon. Thank you for saving the world. May the Force always be with you. And then I woke up. So there it is, folks. Hope you actually enjoyed listening to that strange adventure into my subconscious. Take care. I will talk to you soon. May the Fourth be with you.